From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Gregor.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
This week on Air Check, we have a special collection of performances and interviews from local and national talent. To start, the local group Cacordion sits down with Vicki to talk about sharing pants and making music. Then, Harriet Landrum, a.k.a. My Name is Harriet, performs some of her solo work and talks with Jake about her process of building a big sound through looping. And finally, G Love drops into the 91.5 KRCC studios to play a couple of songs and chat with Vicki about his illustrious career. All that today on Air Check.
As usual, we begin the show with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and each of us shares a song we have not been able to get out of our heads over this last month. And why don't we kick things off today, Jeff, with you.
Me?
Yes.
Well, I've chosen a new LCD Sound System song. It's called Oh Baby, and it's from their new CD called American Dream. I know a couple of things about LCD Sound System, the first of which is that it's mostly a guy named James Murphy. He does a lot of the synth work on his CDs. He's got some backup singers and drummers, but it's largely him programming these tunes and building them up into these great crescendos. And I love the way he just builds this up and then it takes off.
This album, American Dream, is a kind of resurrection, right? LCD Sound System broke up, right? Back in 2011.
He's had some struggles, I understand, kind of achieving fame, sticking with it.
It's interesting, though, because there was a lot was made of their breakup. They had a documentary that was made called Shut Up and Play the Hits, which filmed their final concert at Madison Square Garden. And so now here we are 5-6 years later and got a new album again. I wonder, is there something disingenuous about that? Like, that's something we see occasionally, bands that break up and then a few years later reconstitute and put out a new album and it's great. Yeah. You know, what do you guys think of that?
Well, think of all the times we as people make big decisions. It might be with a job, in a relationship, whatever it is, and you don't have a bunch of press following you around,
right?
Maybe capturing every statement, ill-advised as it may be, that you utter. And now it's committed to, you know, the conscience of the public.
Missing the limelight, that's what you attribute it to.
Or he's just too creative. Yeah, you just maybe, how can you not miss it with all of its ups and downs? How can you not miss that thrill of Madison Square Garden, for heaven's sakes?
No kidding. Well, it's great to have LCD Sound System back in the mix. Good pick, Jeff.
Vicki, how about you?
Well, I wonder where these names come from. I couldn't research this that thoroughly, but it's a record that's going to end up on my best of list for 2017. Her alias is This Is The Kit, which is really Kate Stables, so that's her alias. The name of the disc is Moonshine Freeze, and I pick the title track.
Is the change sets in, we are separate as the game begins. We are separate, some strings slackening, others giving in, change sets in. Cycles of three, triangles are tricky. Cycles of three, triangles are tricky.
That's cool.
So immediately what I noticed, and I bet everybody's noticing too, is those vocals are just beautiful. And she's working with John Parrish, and John Parrish has worked a lot with PJ Harvey. It's such a warm and hypnotic record. And what I love is the instrumentation they bring into it. On this record, and especially this song, you hear, you know, plucked piano and vibraphones and shakers, and, you know, there's horns that swell toward the end. And he just brings that in. The mix is really beautiful throughout this record.
It's great. I mean, I love the way the melody and the instrumentation just kind of unfolds and weaves around. It doesn't seem to have a very strong verse-chorus kind of structure.
Exactly.
Evolves in this really organic way.
John Parrish really plays a big part in one of the players and producing and mixing. It's just a very lush, beautiful experience. It maintains this meter and this feeling. I had a hard time picking a song. That's how I knew this was a good record to talk about, because four or five songs in, I'm like, oh my gosh, which one?
This is the Kit, Moonshine Freeze.
Moonshine, 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 freeze, cycles of three. Moonshine, 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 freeze, cycles of three.
Jake, it's the big reveal on Air Check in this moment.
The drum roll. I picked a song by a group that I've really liked for a while. The band is called Mount Kimby. And this is a new album that they've just put out called Love What Survives. And the song I'm going to pick is called Marilyn. What I love about these guys is they have such a knack for creating things that are so bizarre sounding, but also extremely catchy, and that you kind of keep wanting to come back to over and over again. I first discovered them back in, I think it was probably 2010 or 2011, with an album that they released called Crooks and Lovers, which was kind of part of this movement in British electronic music known as post-dubstep, which featured a lot of that weird kind of funky rhythmic production.
Yeah, it's almost like the tempo of the thing speeds up, slows down. It's like they're kind of drunk in the melody. And
yeah, I spent a little bit of time in London around this time, and at all the clubs and stuff, you could find DJs playing this type of music, and I always just loved the idea of going to these clubs and they'd be playing this really off-kilter music and people are having to sort of invent ways to dance to it.
Right.
You know, it's not exactly dance music, but right, it's catchy enough to dance to it. But
I like the visual of that. Again, the percussion on this, so that build is beautiful.
Very cool record. The whole thing, it was hard to pick a song because the whole thing really does unfold in this really cool way. And creates a really great atmosphere, and some of the songs are more electronic. Some kind of feature people like James Blake or King Cruel, and then there's a few that almost sound like krautrock, like Stereolab type songs. Mm-hmm. So it really goes in a lot of different directions, but it's interesting music and fun to listen to.
Are you looking up at me?
Well, that concludes the musical roundtable for this month. As usual, thank you both for your great picks.
Time to do some downloading.
That's right.
Love this part. Yeah.
Get that in the playlists.
You're listening to AirCheck from 91.5 KRCC. For our first interview and performance today, we hear from a local group of musicians who've shared bunk beds, studied together, and now make music together as the band Cocordion. They're a three-piece indie experimental outfit made up of brothers Mitch and Mason Makura and Tom Spano. We first came across this band last year following their incredible release, COS Home Equals Audio, and we've been following them ever since. Their next album, Expectations, comes out later this month. In this segment, we hear a couple songs Cocordion performed recently at Right Heel Studios here in Colorado Springs. And Vicky gets the band to talk about their music. Here's Cocordion with their song, Around About.
Thank you.
I'm here in the studio with Mitchell and Mason Makura and Tom Spano, known collectively as Cocordian. Thank you guys for hanging out today and doing an air check with us.
Yeah, thanks, Vicky. We're stoked to be here.
I guess I'm going to start with you, Mitch. First of all, the name of the band, where does that come from?
I'd kind of created some sort of justification for it with the prefix of co, as in together. I had always wanted it to be more of like a collaborative idea. And then I always liked accordion as the ending of a word. But people definitely think that accordion, there is an accordion in the band or there's some sort of accordion thing. But yeah, I always had been fascinated by accordions as like an instrument that can breathe, and breathing and instrumentation and stuff. I think that's kind of fascinating. So you can put some meaning to it if you want to, but it's not like it was never intended to have that.
Well, I'm going to do that now because that actually makes total sense, knowing your music. So this whole thing started, Mitch, you were mentioning the band kind of grew out of you doing music and you doing loops and just doing your own thing while you're in college and kind of taking off from there.
Yeah. Initially, I was going to school, studying molecular biology at CU in Boulder. That's where I met Tom. My brother Mason was living with me at the time, and I was just making some one-a-day recordings in GarageBand, just trying to like write a song and record it and release it onto SoundCloud within the same day. I did that over the course of like 4 months and released a little five-track EP. And then I moved to Colorado Springs to join Arrows and the Eschaton and Brefo. And then Cocordian came around, and Mason moved from Boulder to Colorado Springs to play drums in it, and Tom moved from Boulder in May to play bass for us.
I'm going to put this one to you, Mason. So growing up together, you knew each other as musicians then, as, you know, little guys coming up together. Did you play music together leading up to that, or take separate corners, or how'd that ever present itself?
Mitch got his first guitar and he was 11?
Yeah, like 12.
12? And
sixth grade.
That year on Christmas, I got a drum set when I was 9. So we've been, ever since that, playing music together for about 13 years now.
So Tom, this goes to you then. So how did you find each other?
I actually studied English at CU. And I met Mitch at a house party. He tried to trade a pair of pants for another pair of pants, for the pair of pants I was wearing.
So it was that kind of friendship based on, it was a pants friendship.
We share a bedroom now, so
we do.
So it's,
yeah.
We all live in the same basement together, and yeah, it's, we're real tight now. Mm-hmm. Just like old times, me and Mason used to share a bunk bed, and we used to bicker all the time. Now we get along great. You just got to practice, I guess.
So you all have a new album coming out soon, Expectations. You want to speak about Expectations? What would you say about that then?
Tying back into the co prefix of the name, this is way more collaborative from writing to recording to even production than the previous one. We're always trying to grow professionally with regard to our sound, even though it's all DIY, you know? Like, we're recording still in our bedroom. Hopefully Expectations is just tenfold more immersive, tenfold more collaborative for the listener, and yeah, also tenfold like just less DIY sounding and more professional sounding.
Kocordian, thanks so much for spending some time with us today, and let's take it out with another song from your live performance at Right Heel Studio here in Colorado Springs. This is Faye Greener.
That was Colorado Springs-based band Kocordian performing the song Faye Greener live at Right Heel Studios in Colorado Springs. Kocordian's new album, Expectations, comes out at the end of October. You can catch the album release show at the Mesa House in Colorado Springs on October 28th. For more info, head to krcc.org. You're listening to Aircheck from 91.5 KRCC. Coming up, we hear from Colorado Springs-based artist Harriet Landrum, and later this hour, an interview and performance with G Love. Stay with us. La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Vicki Gregor.
I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
Our second performance this hour comes from another exceptionally talented Colorado Springs-based artist, Harriet Landrum. Landrum is a longtime resident of Colorado Springs and has performed over the years with the duo The Hopeful Heroines, and more recently as a solo act under the moniker My Name is Harriet. She recently came into the 91.5 KRCC studios to speak with Jake Brownell and perform a few songs, creating a rich tapestry of music with her violin and lute pedals. She began this session with an original song of hers called Limbless.
Our love was made of silver fulminate, explosive of its own weight. There was no hoarding that which is between us. We'd end up limbless and desperate for something to feed our eyes. And I came out of it with all my fingers and toes, but I'm still so hungry, oh, so cold. Ooh. Yeah.
So I'm in the studio with My Name is Harriet.
No, My Name is Harriet. I have a cult.
I see what you did there. Thank you so much for being here.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
We just heard a song from you, Limbless. Beautiful song. I just want to make sure that people understand what they were hearing. This is one person, you, Harriet.
Yes.
Doing what exactly?
Well, I'm a violin player and a singer-songwriter and a looper. So that means that I'm live recording every single time I make a song and building sound. And that's the way I like to think of it, is sound building. And also keeping me solo.
With just a couple, really your voice and a violin and these pedals, you're able to weave this kind of tapestry of a really wide range of sounds, some percussive elements, kind of your own little orchestra.
Yes, that's the way that I love it. I love it.
Watching you perform, you have a very expressive manner, and it seems that your music is very expressive as well. Is it cathartic for you to sing these songs?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely. Like, yeah, that song, Limbless, I can remember bringing it out for one of the first times in Taos, New Mexico, and I was so distraught at these men, because there's actually two men that song is about, and so overwhelmingly mourning for this one particular man. And I can remember playing this song, and the loop is going, and I grab the microphone and I just step over all of my machines and I get out on the ground in front of these people, and I am weeping and I am screaming at them, who loved you better than, like, it was so real. And now, I mean, this is years later, having to conjure up those feelings again every time I play. Oh, the catharsis, it abounds. I mean, come on. You need to be cut over and over again in order to know not to grab that too tight, you know? And so I feel like it's a major source of healing for me and for the evolution of my personhood.
So with the looping that you do, do you see it? I think oftentimes looping can be seen as just a way to emulate a studio sound. You know, it's like, I've got all these different elements in the studio and I want to be able to have those in a live performance, so I'll just play a bunch of parts and I don't want to have a full band and this is how it's going to work. It's it's a means to an end.
Sure.
Do you see looping in that way, or do you see the looping as an art in itself and as something that is an end in itself in some way?
I most definitely see looping as an art in itself. I love looping so much because it affords me so much freedom, and also just the act of doing it. I don't know, my whole body gets to be a part of the music making.
In the sense that you're using your feet and you're just having to use all parts of your body?
Yeah, and having to grab things and move things, you know, and I'm just constantly kind of having to keep up with my little idiots. I call them the ostinatos. I got two loop pedals, and I call them the ostinatos for the little musician people. That just means, like, it's a piece of music that is obstinate, you know? But I also call them the idiots because they're mean to me sometimes and they do bad things. But yeah, no, that's actually just me.
Seems like it gives you also a way to kind of be playful with yourself, you know, to sort of bounce ideas back off the wall and catch them. And
yeah, absolutely. What a great way of putting it. It's a wonderful way of being able to be playful with myself and to see what the extent can be and to see, you know, there's this whole other realm in looping where, you know, I'm always looking for that, like, new little magical thing that I can pull out of my hat. It's all about sorcery.
Well, my name is Harriet. Thank you so much for coming in. This has been so great. And we're going to take it out with one more song from you. So thank you again.
Thank you. My name is Harriet, and this song is called Gravity. I'm gonna leave
All these fools behind, gonna find me a big dark black hole and hang out that horizon, cause I'm in need of a little time travel, babe, and I think you're the way that I'm gonna find it. We're gonna slow it down, babe, gonna slow it down to a calm. Gonna give you some time to figure this all out, babe, before I fall into you. Cause once you've glimpsed the center of something, you'll find it hard to let it go. Cause it's gravity, gravity. You know you're gravity. It's always, it's pulling on, it's pulling on. It's pulling on me. Oh no. Hey.
I said, all that love you have. pulling me back, pulling me back. It's pulling me all the way back.
That was Harriet Landrum, a.k.a. My Name is Harriet, performing her song Gravity in studio at 91.5 KRCC. You can catch My Name is Harriet live on Saturday, October 28th at the Hilton Heritage Room, and then again on November 9th at the Gallery of Contemporary Art. For more information, head to krcc.org. You're listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC. Coming up, we've got an interview and performance from G Love. Stay with us.
La, 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 la.
From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Greger.
And I'm Jake Brownell.
Garrett Dutton, a.k.a. G Love, grew up in Philadelphia. He's been making music since the age of 8. His debut album, G Love and Special Sauce, came out in 1994 on the classic OK Blues label, and it melded hip-hop styles with traditional blues forms in a distinctive sound that became a reference point for lots of artists in the years to come. To date, he's released 11 full-length studio recordings and just recently toured with Dave Matthews. Here's G Love playing a couple of songs and speaking with 91.5 KRCC's Vicki Greger during a stop through Colorado Springs on his most recent concert tour.
Hey, this is G Love right here, and this is a song called Superhero Brother. This song about saving the world with my guitar. Every once in a while, I gotta use my superpowers. Even on saving a world out of style. It ain't my fault, all this bad stuff is happening. But now it's time to put my foot on down. Oh, baby, my love, those ain't the same. No, 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 no. Man, they say that love is all you need to heal the world. Plus $1 trillion, have you heard? That President Trump, Santa Claus, and Green Goblin, Saddam Hussein, Spider-Man, and Bin Laden, Britney Spears, Jesus, and the cast of the Friends, met for brunch last week to solve the world problem with a call on me. I do it. Shout my single over Colorado Springs. I've been true with its modest thing. Pleasure to come down from my grass. Get off of my front porch and save all your. I don't think I can say it on the radio, but you get the point. Oh, baby, my love don't seem the same. Man, change has come over me, my muscle growing. So I freestyle my ass across the USA. Solve the economy, the homeless problem. Say what's left of the environment. Create jobs for everybody be doing something that they want to be doing. Man, if you can't do a smack, you better do something. This is the time when you sure can't do nothing. That means you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me too. Oh, baby, yeah. Now play the blues. Fly overseas and set all the slaves free from prostitution, sweatshop, child labor. Solve the myriad of problems in the Middle East. Make a sunpower car, we don't have to fight for oil fields. And I take all the troops back from wherever they roam. And whatever they're fighting and whatever side they're on. And I send them on the first plane home to their moms. And we can make coffee tables out of all these bombs. For real. My love don't seem the same. Man, all this seems kinda hard, but it really ain't nothing. All you gotta do is get bit by a spider or something. We can change the world in a week or a day. And if you got problems, man, I'll sweep them away. So you find yourself in a world full of trouble. Just call on G-Love, the superhero brother.
and I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. Oh man, I'll be there. Oh baby, my love don't seem the same. No, no.
This is Vicki Gregor, and I'm in the studio today with Garrett Dutton, a.k.a. G-Love. Thank you so much for hanging out today, G-Love.
Oh, thanks for having me, Vicki. It's great to be here.
I was first introduced to you with 1994's G-Love and Special Sauce, 25-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And I'm from upstate New York, and one of the things that struck me, besides loving that record end-to-end, was it was such an East Coast experience.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, obviously Philadelphia figures in, right? And part of your history is doing solo stuff out on the streets of Philadelphia. That that really is in your story, right?
Actually, yeah. So kind of take it back to like the 70s in Philadelphia. So I grew up in the Center City area, and there's a street, a famous like promenade street called South Street. And it was really like a gathering place for like the whole city. So every type of walk of life would be out there, you know what I mean? There's a lot of street performers out there. So there was jugglers, there was magic acts, there was a dude who played Mozart on like wine glasses, you know, there was puppeteers, there was like folk singers and everything you can imagine. But the street performance culture was really vibrant, right? So when I was like in high school, I don't know, it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. I was starting to write songs and wanting to play, so I just took it out on the street. And hey, we just went out to kind of mess around, and we made like $20 and change. So we're like, whoa, okay. You know, like you make $20 when you're 16 in 1987. That's like a lot of money. So I was like, oh, maybe I can make a living doing this.
So 6 years from that, you write this incredible record, this amazing record, right? That would bring us up to you were 22 in 94. Is that about right?
Yeah, like we got signed in like the fall of 93 to put the band together in 93. Yeah, so I was 20, 21. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. And again, it was that East Coast feel. And I'm going to have to jump immediately to This Ain't Living, which really, I mean, it's really one of your master works.
It sounds so hype, it's got soul as a Philly cat. I'm with the roll and the swing of my things, how they work like clockwork. Tick tock, tick tock. The time's always looking in your head, gotta go to work and get fed.
I'm assuming you still stand by that song. I play it now as a DJ, and I'm like, holy mackerel, this song is phenomenal.
Oh.
You know, and
yeah, thank you. Thinking back to that song, This Ain't Living, it was really, it's still to this day is, you know, one of my, if not my favorite song for us to play, because it's, musically it's very open and the message is poignant. It's just like any other song though, like you write them because you love to play music, and some of them really do stand the test of time though.
You must listen to you know, the radio now and hear some bands on the charts that probably have listened to more than one G-Love and Special Sauce or G-Love record. And just thinking about people like Jack Johnson, and I know you guys have worked together, and Jason Mraz, and you could even argue Black Keys, and I heard a story about an interview you gave about a show in Detroit that just happened to have a young Kid Rock and a young Jack White there.
Yeah.
And look what happened there. How does that feel?
It's just an honor. It just kind of shows you like how music is, because it's just, you know, no one has invented this thing, right? It's kind of as old as cavemen sitting around and banging rocks and, you know, trying to communicate. It's all connected, and so, you know, we're just one people along the line, and I think that we did approach, you know, the timing. It was kind of like my generation, right? Like, so I grew up being inspired by the Beatles and Bob Dylan, which a lot of millions of people are, obviously, and then also being one of the first generations of, you know, kids to listen to hip hop. And it just all kind of like happened in this very natural way that wasn't contrived at all. It was just really a product of how, you know, the things I experienced growing up.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty outside, some lemonade will be nice. Stop a spice from the top to a VK. Got a bar, got a drink, but girls got the bait on the front board. I got some ice.
You were actively on the road. Would you say most of your year is traveling? Or are you able to, you know, you've achieved levels of success now. Are you able to pick and choose a little bit more now, or is it on the road making it, you know?
Well, now we just got a house in Cape Cod, so.
Okay, you go. Well worth it. There's your goal. Yeah,
no, but I mean, yeah, well, I mean, I don't know, like, you know, we've achieved like a great success, but never really a huge commercial success. So we're kind of like, you know, this is our job. Like, I mean, I love playing for one thing. Like, I always think about, like, what if I became so filthy rich that I wouldn't even have to play this guitar? Like, I'd still want to play. Maybe I wouldn't do, I think we do about, you know, 125, 150 shows a year right now. Maybe if I, like, I don't know, won the lottery or something, then I'd maybe I'd just do 50 or 75 shows. It's always a juggling act, like, you know, family life and home life and being on the road. So it's a challenge one of the drawbacks of being a professional musician, but you have to, it's part of it, you know.
Well, I want to thank you, G Love. I really appreciate the journey since 1994. Thank you for being here, and let's take it out with a song.
Oh, hey, I'm G Love, and this song's called Back to Boston. It's a road about I-95, and everything that can happen on that road. I'm going back to Boston, I think I'm losing my mind. Going back to Boston, driving I-95. But I know your girl, she ain't no friend of mine. Oh no, baby. Ooh. Boston cold, man, no women's wearing too much clothes. Oh no, ain't like all them girls in New York though. But when that sun is shining, they got a lot of leg to show. Show it, baby. I need a good woman too. I'm a real good man. Oh, I need a good woman too. Yeah, that New York girl, she didn't do nothing but give me the blues. Blues. Oh, we was to be married in the spring. Oh, man, I gave her my diamond ring. Oh, she changed her mind. She doing her own thing. Do your thing, baby, like this. I like it when you do your thing, though. I just wish you'd do your thing with me one of these old times. Come on back home, baby. I'll treat you right. Let's go get a boy. Boston winners, them suckers is long and rough. And all these Boston girls, they got to stay all covered up. But now it's summertime, man, they sure looking good enough. But not as good as those girls from Colorado Springs. Oh, looking for a woman that's looking for a worry man. Oh, I'm looking for a woman that's looking for a worry man. Oh, that New York girl, she don't ever try to understand. So I'm going.
way back to Boston. I think I'm losing my mind. Whoa, back to Boston, drive behind 95. I found a fine town. Look at one more. Ooh, she don't let me ease my mind. Ease me, baby.
That was 91.5 KRCC's Vicki Gregor speaking with G Love. And that's it for this episode of Air Check. Be sure to check out our website, krcc.org, for more information on any of the artists you heard in this show. You can also grab the podcast of Air Check to take with you on the go by searching for Air Check in Apple Podcasts. For 91.5 KRCC and Air Check, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Gregor.
I'm Jake Brownell.